It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Tony Reid, and Huang Shen. One episode in season 5 of How I Met Your Mother, called Hooked, revolves around people being kept so-called on the hook, romantically speaking, by members of the show's central gang of friends. I can't be with you, .. right now, is what? The phrase the pals keep using to string these people along. The right now, leaving the door cracked open just enough that apparently some poor guy or girl is willing to continue waiting around for the vague possibility of a someday relationship. The behavior is also known as backburning, and I heard word on the street there's also cushioning. Something like that. And in Chinese, there's just the plain old 备胎. Yeah, so, Tony, since you've done some research on the topic, I'll go to you. How do you define, or how do you see this backburning thing?
Well, I think all of us have, well, hopefully not all of us, but I think most people have had an experience with backburning.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Tony.
I'm sure. According to a 2014 study in Computers and Human Behavior, a U.S. scientific study journal, a back burner is a person to whom one is not presently committed to and with one who you maintain some type of communication with in order to keep or establish a possibility of future romantic or sexual involvement. And according to Merriam-Webster, a back burner is the condition of being out of active consideration or development, a condition of low priority or temporary deferment. And so this comes from, for example, the origin came from the cooking custom of placing pots in the back of the stove, the food that takes a long time to cook and is not necessarily a priority, you would stick that in the back burner of the stove.
Oh.
So that's really where it comes from. So it's something that doesn't require immediate attention at this time.
Oh.
So in the aspect of a relationship, this is where, for example, you're dating someone or you like someone, but then you also have other people that you're interested in that may have some features or qualities that your current relationship doesn't have. So you're committed to the person that you're with, but at the same time, these other people are a little, quite attractive. So you message them, you keep them, you keep it friendly with them. And so these people like you, but you message them and you keep connection with them, hoping that, perhaps if what you have now doesn't work out, you have someone else to rebound with.
Mm.
So it's, I guess if you look at it this way, it's kind of cruel.
Yeah.
But I feel that it's something that a lot of people do.
Really? What about cushioning?
Well, cushioning it's just a different way of saying backburnering. So cushion meaning, for example, if my current relationship ends, I have a cushion or I have a few cushions to fall back on.
Oh.
Because, well, I have someone to rebound to catch me. That way I'm not completely alone. So it's really the same thing.
Why do you think this is happening? This is not just, happening in the U.S., obviously. This is, some people say it's part of human nature that you are always sort of looking for a backup or a fallback opportunity. And if you don't have that already lined up, then when the current situation sours and then you're like, I need to continue looking now? I mean, just tell me what the psychology is.
Well, it's tough. And, according to a family therapist and marriage therapist, cushioning is like a premeditated version of rebounding. And so what happens is a lot of us have this inability to exist without a relationship. We feel lonely. We feel as if we're inadequate. And if we don't have someone, then there's something wrong with us. So to always be with someone or be dating someone, and let's face it, when you go and you visit your family, what do they ask you? Oh, do you have a boyfriend or are you getting married? They want to know about your relationship life. And so a lot of us, we place a lot of importance on who we're with. It's almost like a status symbol, so to speak. So a lot of people feel that, especially when they have backburner relationships, they keep people or other people involved in their lives. Again, because perhaps this person may have a feature or may have something that's missing in your current relationship. So it's just, it's almost like insurance. I know it sounds awful, but it's you're insuring yourself just in case things don't work out.
Yeah, I think this is a very negative sign to your relationship. It's either you're insecure in yourself or you're insecure in your spouse or insecure in your relationship. So you just want to have a backup plan so you have something to work with if this one is not successful. Mm. And also, maybe sometimes the person who were insecure about him or herself, they want a back burner is because they enjoy people's attention and appreciation so they can regain or strengthen the confidence in themselves.
I think there's a few things I'd like to address here. One is this thought that Tony mentioned, that is, you always have to be with someone. And I guess I've spent most of my life not being with someone. And I thought that feels great. And I've grown so much. And I enjoy life so much. And I love life. And I don't love that one person that much in a short amount of time. I'm just not that devoted in that regard. And I suppose, you know, just having the courage of learning what you're about and spending a little bit of time with yourself could be useful before maybe plunging yourself into another relationship when I suppose sometimes we're just very much consumed. Because if it's not like a really good person or you're really comfortable with, then I feel there's only so much emotion I can give, but I'm like burning out because of what? Just to be with someone? I'd rather be with myself. That's the... Anyhow, that's one thing. Mm. And also, the grass is always greener on the other side, right? Mm. If you have this kind of mentality, how is that going to affect your current relationship?
That's a really good question. And I think that it really depends on what you want in life. As you mentioned, that some people are very happy by themselves and they get a sense of empowerment from it. And also, there's people who enjoy being in a relationship. So I really think that it just depends on where you would like to go. Some people are perfectly happy alone and some people want to be with someone. And I think that if you want to be with someone, then you're definitely going to have to compromise. And I think a lot of people don't really like compromising because of that feeling that, yeah, something's always better on the other side.
And maybe sometimes people are so greedy because they always want the best things in their hands. But you need to be aware that you can only cherish the best one. You already have the best one. You need to cherish it instead of like putting your attention to other places.
Well, that might be something actually is very smart, Huangshan. Because if you're always looking at, oh, is someone better out there? And then what if there isn't? Uh-oh.
It's definitely a mentality that a lot of young people have when they're dating. It's just like, oh, well, what's this about? What's that about?
Or if they've seen enough people one day and they realize who's best. Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of the show. Bye-bye.